السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we continue with the ayat of the Quran Sharif which we discussed in the last majlis, in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم. In Bayan al-Quran, it is stated that here, إذا فعلوا فاحشة means that the person has done some kind of injustice to somebody else. Although there are different meanings of فاحشة, obscenity, shamelessness, and all the kinds of things. But in this ayat, it says that the meaning is that the person has done some kind of injustice upon somebody else, or he has done injustice upon himself. I've explained this in detail in the last majlis, that either it is huququllah or huququl ibad. So in the first part, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if the person has done some kind of violation of the right of the ibad, of his servants, of his creation, or the person has done injustice upon himself, that means huququl ibad or huququllah. So if the person has made any kind of mistake, any kind of sin, he has erred, he has committed some evil, irrespective of what kind it may be, then what do they do? Zakarullah. The person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is what we had discussed to some extent, that the zikr here does not mean that he just starts reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ma'alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Ruhul Ma'ani, he has given different meanings. I think we discussed three or four of them. That the person, for example, Zakarullah will mean that the haqq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the azim and the great haqq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he remembers that. Immediately he stops from that sin and he starts making istighfar, he starts repenting, turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he realizes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's haqq upon him is great. Allah ta'ala is the creator, he is powerful, he is almighty. The whole universe is in his control. The waters of the ocean, the earth and everything is in his control. So he does not continue in that sinful lifestyle of his. Immediately, what does he do? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So that leads him to istighfar from his sin, seeking forgiveness for his sin. Or the person recalls that he has to present himself on the day of Qiyamah before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment. So how is he going to answer Allah ta'ala for his actions and for his deeds, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question him with regards to his life, regards to his youth, regards to his wealth, and regards to his time? Then how is he going to answer? How is he going to respond? So now when he thinks of this, that I am a servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I am a banda of Allah, I am a slave of Allah, and I am challenging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might, so straight away he makes istighfar, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِ. Or the person thinks of the sawal on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the question that he's going to ask him, it makes him straight away make tawbah and istighfar. The person thinks of the hukam of Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has ordered so many things, commanded me to do so many things. Now what kind of a slave I am if I'm not fulfilling the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the moment he recalls that, Zakarullah, he thinks of Allah Ta'ala, remembers Allah Ta'ala. So this is what it means, that he remembers the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, the orders of Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And straight away he starts making istighfar. He says, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. I am a very sinful servant of yours. I have made a mistake. I will never return to that sin again. I have no intention of returning to it. And if it is the right of some human being, the right of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, fahisha in this ayat, the meaning that has been given." So then he starts asking those people also for forgiveness. If it is the rights of others, then he asks them for forgiveness. But many people misunderstand when it comes to ghibat. Ghibat, if the person has become aware of the ghibat that you have made of that person, then it is necessary to ask the person for forgiveness expressly, implicitly. Ask the person clearly that, "Yes, I did say that. I'm sorry for having said that. Please make me maaf." But if that person has not become aware of that ghibat, so now you don't go searching for those people and go and tell the person, "Last night I spoke this about you," and go and tell the other person, "Last year I spoke this about you," and search for somebody in other part of the world, "That day I spoke this about you." Look, Shariat and Islam, how easy Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made things for us. But because that person has got a right, and we have violated that right, having made ghibat of him, spoken behind his back, so then if it is possible, then in the presence of those same people, the presence of those same people, or that same person that whom, in front of whom we made the ghibat, tell that person, "No, what I spoke about that other person is not very true, or this, the person has got many good qualities in him, and it was my mistake that I made ghibat of him, so I'm asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness," and then read something and send sawab to that person, give some sadqah and say, "Ya Allah, the sawab of this sadqah, send it to that person that I made ghibat of," and wipe your slate in this way. You don't have to go and search for each and every individual. So if it is the right of the others with regards to finance and other such things, then there it is not sufficient just to make tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. If the person has taken a property which did not belong to him, it was not rightfully belonging to him according to Sharia in inheritance, but he took it because the will was un-Islamic, and now he has realized that he made a mistake or he did injustice. So there it is not sufficient that he just makes tawbah, astaghfirullah. Now you must go and find that person or return to that person whatever is due to that person. Even if he has to sell the property and he has to go and now rent a property or rent a flat, or he has to ride a bicycle, he must do that. But make sure that he returns to whomsoever whatever is due. That is the real tawbah. So the istighfar has to be kamil istighfar. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in one ayat, after istighfar, summa tubu ilay. So istighfar is seeking forgiveness for the sins of the past. But tawbah is the person's firm intention not to return to those sins again. So that is what he recalls. Or the person recalls the maghfirat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and straight away the person stops from his sins and starts making istighfar and tawbah. That means he realizes that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. In the true sense of the word, he is Ghafoorur Rahim. Most forgiving, most merciful. We will never find anyone more merciful than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wallah, each and every one would have been destroyed by now if it had not been for the maghfirat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That the person just sheds a few tears of nadamat before Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala straight away accepts that person's tawbah. That person becomes a waliullah just with his istighfar and tawbah. Then of course he has to fulfill the conditions of the tawbah, that he does not have any intention of returning to it, he fulfills the rights of the others as I've been explaining repeatedly. But if the person is sincere in his tawbah, then there is no question of doubting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, He is Ghaffar. We should believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves forgiveness. But then we must not commit sins on the strength of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being Ghafoor Rahim. That is not the sign of a good Muslim or a mu'min. Or that is not true and sincere tawbah. That the person says that because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim, so now I must go on with my sins. I've explained many times that what this really means is like how a person has burn all in his home. That if he gets burnt, then he applies it. But just because he has got burn all, it doesn't mean he keeps putting his finger into the fire. The person has got a panel beater next door. His car got smashed, so he had it repaired. But must be real ullu number one if he says, because I got panel beater neighbor, so I must keep on smashing my car. For that person, we must look for the nearest asylum. Not any one that is distant away. And that is our condition. That we know that what we are doing is wrong. But why do we do it? Because we say Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers, they planned, plotted, made all their schemes, throw him into the well, throw him into some distant land, have him killed. Finally they decided to throw him in the well. But what did they say? That after that we become righteous people. After that we can become righteous people. Meaning that after we have done the bad and the evil deed, so then we'll become of the salihin. We can become righteous people. Make tawbah istighfar, Allah is forgiving, Ghafoorur Rahim. So He will forgive us and we can become righteous. And our objective has been attained to that we have got rid of Yusuf. So we must not become like that. Accidental sin. A Muslim is a person, accidental sin. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And then we must all hear the person together with all that, then he recalls the jamal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That also I discussed. The beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. My Allah who is so beautiful, my Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who has created such wonderful and beautiful things, how beautiful He must be. The beauty of everything in the world that we look at, who is the Creator? I imagine all that beauty, there's just one Creator. So how beautiful He must be. So what right the person then has to cast his glance somewhere else? Love whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says you are allowed to love. So this is something else that the person recalls immediately, Zakarullah. And when he remembers this, then straight away, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِ. So now he seeks forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now we all are aware what happened today and what happened last week and a few days ago in our city and in our coast and many other places, the storms that are lashing, the waves that are rising high, the gale force winds, cyclones in our neighboring land, and so many things are happening. Now we should not point fingers at everybody else, that lots of sinners on that beachfront, therefore it's happening. Yes, on the beachfront there are lots of sins that are being committed. Who is committing them? As individuals, we must not point fingers at any particular Muslim. But as far as the non-Muslims are concerned, we know that the beachfront has become a kind of vice den. Whether it is the weekend, or whether it is a holiday, whether it's Easter, or whether it is Christmas, or New Year's, or any of time that they can find to gather there, then there is nothing but fun, entertainment, haram pleasure, zina in abundance, drug taking, gambling. In fact, the gambling den is right there to the sun coast. Homosexual behavior, gays crowding the places. and all other kinds of evil that is taking place there. One of the radio stations, a little earlier on there in the afternoon, they had asked for some kind of interview. So I mentioned at that time that the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, those who got no belief in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the life after that on the Day of Judgment, so for them it is paradise on earth. There's no restrictions, no question of halal and haram for them. There's no question of halal and haram for them, that you can't eat this, you can't drink that. For them the punishment is really in the akhirat. In this world a little bit Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives as a shake up, but the real punishment is in the akhirat. But for believers there are restrictions, there's limitations. We are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we truly believe that there is a Day of Judgment. Now, there is life after death. There is paradise and hell. There is accountability on the Day of Qiyamah. So there is no concession then. We are not talking about making use of the waters of the ocean or having some picnic in a nice area or staying away from where the fitnas are and appreciating the flowing waves and admiring the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We have found great, great walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala going there and just looking and staring at the waters of the ocean. We don't know where their mind and thoughts must be. That look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. Look at the amount of water, just nothing but water, water everywhere. But look at Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat that He has kept ashore there. Imagine if that whole water Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to just send it inland. What's going to happen? That tsunamis and whatever has happened in other places, it is just a fraction of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, not even a fraction. So when we look at that water, who is it that put so much of salt into that water? If it was stagnant water, it would have created such stench that nobody could have lived in those seas. The fish would have died. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put salt with His Qudrat. We go and steal the salt from the ocean. Allah Ta'ala put it there. Look at the different kinds of fish in that water. Billions of fish, what sizes of fish. The whale in the water, and the dolphins in the water, and the sharks in the water, and everything. And look at the colors of the fish. Now all this is the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is what they go and admire. And then look at the ships that are plying up and down from America, China, Hong Kong, here, there, they're coming and going and loading and offloading. Bringing our containers and taking our containers. Now all this Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they watch. They don't just look there and admire all those other beauties that are there. They are looking at the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the waters of the ocean. Now that is permissible, there's nothing wrong with that. Last night I was speaking to some friends. I said, those who have got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, and those who have got this khawf-e-khuda, and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and conviction, not just a knowledge that there is akhirat, there's a conviction, nothing else. They truly believe that there's an akhirat. In everything they look, they find some lesson to take. One Allah wala, after the Isha Salat, some of his murids were sitting there. He took out his watch. And he started staring at his watch. So they thought that now he must be looking, another 10 minutes time I have to finish, or half an hour's time I have to finish. Because there was no bayan, because they were just sitting. So normally they had after that meal, supper, whatever it was. So he took his watch out and he stared. Past midnight, some people slept away, some went away, some disappeared from there. He's still staring at the watch. A few of his ashik murid still stayed behind. Then Fajr Azan took place. He said, Acha, ye kaun si Azan? He said, Fajr ki Azan hoi. What was he looking in the watch? What was he looking from Isha time till Fajr Azan time? What was he looking in the watch? That he didn't even realize that so many hours went by. He was looking that every second that is ticking away, another second of my life is gone, another second of my life is gone, coming closer to the qabr, coming closer to the qabr. Like how the block of ice melting away. So now he's looking in the watch. Let's see how the seconds are ticking away, ticking away. didn't realize so many hours went in. So what he must be looking in the watch? That this watch, from how many years I've got this watch, how much of my life has gone by. Hours have gone by, days have gone by, months have gone by, years have gone by. So they take lessons like that. So the waters of the ocean also have got great amount of lessons for the person who wants to take a lesson. So we are not objecting to that. But we know that when these type of entertainment is laid out, Easter weekend is coming now. From now all the plans and preparation, that there will be volleyball and there will be football and there will be this game and there will be that game and there will be musical extravaganza and this program and that program and dancing and pageant shows and what they will invite the people towards. It will be like an attraction towards sin and zina. Now that is where the people who are living around there, the great temptation that comes, especially those who are young and those who have got no real concern about Akhirat and Jannat, Jahannam. Whether they're young or old, men or women, children, nowadays it's practically everybody, few exceptions. At the moment we hear a little bit music, we are running. And Dajjal, that is what will happen. He will play his music and a little bit dum 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 we will hear and the person will run behind them. So we are running there straight away. And then the person is sitting there and watching all the nudity and the nakedness. And it is shameless behavior. In the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is disgraceful. Allah Ta'ala, with what glance he must be looking at his servants, that, oh my servant, is this what I have created you for? To come and sit in a place like this, where all around you are naked women. And for the women who go there sometimes with their cloaks and scarves and everything else too, and even if they don't have cloaks and scarves, but if they are Muslim, say, is this what I have created you for? To come and sit in such a place. So these are lessons. What is happening is, we must take lessons that nobody knows which time that huge wave will rise. And what I mentioned earlier on in some other majlis also, many times recently in the past, what, 2-3 weeks or 6 weeks, that the number of dreams of people, number of dreams, large number, no more isolated here or there. Tsunamis, floodwaters, water coming right up to the birya, water rising so high that the hotels that are there on the beachfront and buildings, the water is going above all the floors and people are screaming and shouting. And one dream where there's so many huffaz are on the beach, and there's nudity all around, and there's music that is blaring there, and the waves are rising and dragging them also, and one elderly old lady, pious lady, seems to be shouting, read Quran Sharif, read Quran Sharif. How many times I must tell you, read Quran Sharif and make tawbah. And when the child starts reading, then somehow the water recedes and the person starts making tawbah, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes that. Now all these are dreams of different people. So they are indicators, they were indicating clearly that something serious was going to happen. But I always say that South African Muslims, Allah ta'ala has given them a very, very large heart. Their charities, their sadaqat are so much, irrespective of which part of the world anybody suffers any kind of disaster or problem, the South African community will open up their purses and they will give wholeheartedly. Millions of rands they have given, locally and overseas, wherever there is disaster. And that is what cools the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Many a times it is mentioned that azab is coming, but the sadaqat and charities that have been given wards off that azab. But then when it reaches a limit, then a little bit of shake-up is given. So whatever happened, it is a lesson for all, not for those that are living there. They could be very pious people that are living there. There's nothing wrong with it. They go work, they come back, or they make use of the ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given them. They watch the ocean from the buildings. for they see the ships plying, or the, when it is quiet or secluded areas, they go and sit there and watch. We're not talking about that, but we're saying that the lessons that suddenly, look at the amount of fear that has gripped the community. We don't know what's going to happen, Now, science will tell us lots of things, but in fact the scientists are failing too. There was one newspaper report somebody gave, in which they said that they don't know what the hell is happening. The weather station say they don't know what the hell is happening. They also saying that. That means it's not normal. So because we are behaving abnormal, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sending abnormal conditions. When man behaves abnormal, so then the conditions will also be abnormal. That we all know, that there's evaporation and there's condensation and how clouds are formed and how rain comes and all that. But who is it that causes all that to happen? So fastaghfaru li zunubihim. They seek forgiveness for their sins from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Human beings, we can make mistakes. Or in the past we made those mistakes. So now we should not repeat those mistakes. We must not become persistent. We must not become adamant. We must not say that, well, these type of things are always happening in different parts of the world. If it happened here, so what? It's something that we should take lessons from, that that even if there is a tsunami, may Allah forbid and Allah protect, Allah Ta'ala must not allow it to happen. But if the person was in his flat, the person was in his room, he was in his car, or he was in a place that was not place of evil, then even if he got washed away, we'll say he got shahadat. At least he got shaheed, but he wasn't in a wrong place at the wrong time. But if that person was watching some filth on the television screen or porn site, or was indulging in adultery or fornication, or he was in the midst of all those type of things, then what? So istighfar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala dearly loves those who realize their mistakes and start making plenty of istighfar. That is the solution. Because we haven't got that kind of piety and taqwa nowadays that we can start reaching those levels. So what have we got? لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُصَبِّهِينَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that is hadith of Qudsi, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that the crying, the weeping, the wailing, the tearing, in other words, begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that I love that when the sinners, they are crying, they're wailing, they're asking Allah, they're begging. He says, I love that more than those who are making my tasbih. Those who make tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. They are pious people making tasbih, istighfar. But the other person is making istighfar and is crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I made a big mistake in my life. I don't wish to go back to those sins again. Change my life. Change the direction of my life. So that Allah ta'ala says more pleasing to me than even the tasbih of the person that's making tasbih. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf-e qusoor hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf-e qusoor hai. Hey malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Hey malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Sometimes I'm doing ibadat, zikr, tilawat, giving charities, making tahajjud, ishraq, chash, making gash, talim, tabligh. So sometimes there's a pleasure and enjoyment of the ta'at, of doing good things. So kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf e qusoor hai. And sometimes I'm making aitraaf, I'm acknowledging my weakness, that Ya Allah, I am extremely weak servant of yours. What have I done to please you? Where is there ikhlas in all my ibadat and zikr and tilawat and whatever I am doing? There is such great weakness in all the khidmat of deen also which I am rendering. So the person is acknowledging his, the deficiency in his amal. So kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf e qusoor hai. Hai malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Even the angels don't know that when I make tawbah, then what is my position? That when I'm making tawbah and istighfar and turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then I may be doing it on the ground, but it is the speediest mode of transport to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the speediest communication. That the person's head is on the ground and he is on the arsh. So he said, Malak also, the angels also don't know that. And that beautiful poetry of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which 120 times you have heard, but if it comes to mind, because I haven't planned anything and said here. So he said that Kaaba tum kis muh se jaoge, Ghalib sharm tumko magar nahi aati. He said, Ghalib said, that Ghalib was a great poet of India. He said that, oh Ghalib, you know your condition. You know what you have done in your life. How are you going to go with this face to the Kaaba Sharif? You saying you want to go for Umrah and Hajj and you want to go Kaaba Sharif and make Tawaf. But how are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif when you know what is your character? You know what is your lifestyle? You know your weakness and shortcomings. How are you going to go? So the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Ghalib ne is shair ke andar logo ko mayus kar diya. Ghalib has made people lose hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says, I have changed that. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. I will go with my same face to the Kaaba Sharif. Sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. I won't worry about shame and haya. That how can I go with this face? But what am I going to do there? That is the important thing. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigdi yun banaunga. I will go, but I will say, oh Allah, I have come with this face of mine. I have come with these eyes of mine which have seen so much of haram. I have come with these ears of mine which has heard so much of haram. I have come with this tongue of mine which has spoken so much of haram. I have come with my hands and feet. My hands have touched so much of haram. My feet have walked towards so much of haram. And my stomach has digested so much of haram. And this body of mine has worn so much of clothes of haram. I have done so much of haram in my life. But I have come here, O my beloved Allah, because you have said that the person who comes here and he makes dua at the multazam, he is forgiven. Person makes dua at Rukne Yamani, under the Mizab Rahmat, in around the Mataf, behind the Maqam Ibrahim, after drinking Zamzam, on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, in Muzdalifa, in Arafat. All places, O Allah, are for nothing but dua. If it was not your desire to forgive me, then you wouldn't have even called me. So therefore I have come, but I have made up my mind, I'm not going to return from here with those same sins. I've given up those sins now, here, right now. And now when I go back, then the person intends that he's going to start fulfilling the rights of people that he has violated. And he's not going to return to those sins. Then again, accidental sin, he makes plenty of tawbah again. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also forgive the person and he will return from the person who has changed his life. So therefore he says that in this share I have changed it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves those who seek forgiveness. Allah ta'ala dearly loves those people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given one example, the gist of which is this, that trying to explain that the person, when he makes tawbah and istighfar from his sins, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves him. This is like the example of a person who is on his camel. In those days they used to travel through the desert land. Distances sometimes, no water, no food. So they used to carry that little on the camels. Now whilst traveling, then he gets off, he lies down, take a little bit of rest, and the camel is gone. When he gets up, now no camel, no food, no water, nothing. Only desert, right through his looks, nothing but sand. He can't find anybody to help him, assist him. Now he's planning and preparing for death, because what else can he do now? He's getting weaker and weaker. Imagine a person like that. Days are going, nothing, finished. Now he's about to die. He falls off to sleep again. When he gets up, suddenly he sees his camel and the food is there, the water is there. How happy he will get. That in that excitement, instead of saying, oh Allah, you are my Allah and I am your servant. He says it the other way around, that I am your Rabb and you my servant. In that excitement, in that, that means he doesn't even realize what is he saying. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to explain by means of this example the happiness, that how happy and excited this person gets. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gets happier than that person when a banda of his sincerely makes tawbah and says, "Oh Allah, I am sorry. I have made big and major, major mistakes in my life. But I don't wish to displease you anymore. I am ashamed of the sins that I have committed. Accept my tawbah." Allah Ta'ala becomes even more pleased than that. So there is no question of despairing of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, we must be sincere. And sincerity demands that we must take a step in that direction. Now we can't just have all those videotapes there, Bollywood, Hollywood movie tapes, everything there. We have all the filthy things in our homes. And then we say we made tawbah in the masjid and came away. But we're making no effort to get rid of those things from our homes and from our lives. Then that is hypocrisy. That's what we call hypocrisy. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not love hypocrites. Accidental sins, even if the person committed 100 times, but he had no intention of committing, then that is like the person was driving carefully, but he met up with an accident. He had his car repaired. The next day again something happened, he met up with an accident. But he had no intention of going and smashing his car every day. So then we will say if he smashed 100 times to go and have it repaired. Once again that has a Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, one of them was going past. And those two young persons, they were debating something. So he asked them, "What is happening?" He said, "No, we are two friends and we want to know that who is more blessed, the person who never committed any sins or the person who committed some sins accidentally, but he made plenty of tawbah, plenty of istighfar, asked Allah Ta'ala for plenty of forgiveness. Which one is the better?" So you say, "My friend says that that person didn't commit sins, and I am saying that the person that committed sin but made tawbah." So this person, no, it wasn't Junaid Baghdadi, it was an elderly person who was weaving cloth. His job was weaving cloth. So when he heard this discourse, he said, "I don't know what you are discussing. That is the job of some ulama or muftis. They can go and ask them. But what I know is that in weaving my cloth, the cotton that goes through, I don't worry about that. That cotton that went through, I don't worry much about that. But that cotton which snapped and where I put a knot, he says, I watch carefully that that knot must go through. Because I know it's weak. So my gaze is on that knot. So the person who has committed a sin, but he has made plenty of istighfar and tawbah, it means that his cord of muhabbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has snapped. It had snapped, but with his istighfar and tawbah he had knotted it. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also looks at him with an eye of muhabbat and shafqat, that this servant of mine, he made a mistake, but he does not want this connection with me to be snapped. So therefore I look at it carefully." He looks at it carefully. So Allah Ta'ala is looking for excuses to forgive us, to love us, to make us His walis, to put the crown of wilayat above our heads. Allah Ta'ala is looking for excuses. Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. Tujhse kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. کہ الطاف تو ہے عام شہیدی سب پر تجھ سے کیا ضد تھی اگر تو بھی کسی قابل ہوتا. او شہیدی, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ's الطاف, his عنایات, his فضل, his احسان is عام on everybody. What grudge does Allah Ta'ala have against you if you also showed some kind of interest in getting this connection with him? Then does he have any grudge against you that he said, "No, I won't accept you"? inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives health, life and an opportunity, we will continue. But in the light of things that are happening and still going to happen, things are going to increase, disasters are going to increase, and we don't know where it's going to happen. It's not only on the beachfront, it can happen in suburbs. We know recently it's been happening in the city center, it's been happening in our suburbs, it's been happening in distant places, remote areas, mountain tops, jungles, forests, everywhere. It seems as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's anger now is instead of rahmat, it seems like we have given invitation to Allah ta'ala's wrath and anger. But it's not too late. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's people, he informed them that 3 days time Allah ta'ala's azab will come. And the azab started coming also. They saw everything turn black and dark and everything. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam went away. It's a long story. But they started now making tawbah, istighfar and repenting and all. Allah ta'ala removed the azab from the whole nation. So let us light up our homes with some zikrullah, some tilawat, some ibadat, and get rid of those filthy, dirty movies and pictures that we watch. If we're not going to get rid of that, then one side we read Quran Sharif, one side we read Tasbih, one side we make zikr, and the other side on that screen, the zina that's coming, the adultery that's coming, there's drinking that's coming, there's churches coming and temples coming and strip clubs coming and gambling dens coming and rave clubs, every kind of filth that you can think of is coming into our rooms, into our homes, and sometimes not just in one room and one lounge, but each and every room has got a separate television screen. And then we say jinnat are troubling, jadu is troubling, this troubling, that troubling. It's our sins that are catching up in majority of the cases. Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect you and protect the ummah from all kinds of fitnas, and those who suffered some kind of problem or losses in their wealth or property or family, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all of them sabr and the best of ajar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Mawla, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, humare gunahon ko maaf farma, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, tu ghafoorur raheem. Hey beloved Allah, you are Ghafoorur Rahim. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. We are acknowledging every sin of ours, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not justifying our sins. My beloved Allah, we have believed in you as a Rahim, Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives, even though the person may be not deserving. We did not deserve our Iman and Islam, but you blessed us with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, the great amount of bounties that you have showered upon us, we were not deserving of it. Yet you have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, and all the other ni'mats. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, heart and mind. Forgive us, forgive our parents, wives and children, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the tawfiq to take lessons from the disasters around the globe, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect the entire mankind from disasters. Ya Allah, whosoever will be suffering, it will be our suffering. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of the entire mankind around the globe. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Let each and every one become believers in you, bow down before you, supplicate before you. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, your rahmat and your mercy knows no bounds. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Bande magar tere. Gunegar hai, gande hai, bande magar tere. Tujhe chhod ke mere maula, hum jaye kahan? Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. Where do we go, my Allah? Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ya Allah, all those who are living on the beachfront or wherever they may be, Ya Allah, protect each and every one. Ya Allah, un par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ki zindagi ka hal badal de. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل خدا یا فضل فرما خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل Ya Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of entire mankind. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. How much of his tears were shed for us. Day and night his only concern was ummati, ummati, his ummat. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children, parents, family members and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zameen ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Hawa ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Moj aur pani ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Aag ki aafaton se hifazat farma. اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اور ہمارا بن جا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين